Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Rochdale. I'm delighted to see you all this morning, and thank you for coming.
The voice there of Azhar Ali, the Rochdale by-election candidate who has left the Labour Party facing a storm of criticism. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer's judgment has come under fire over a delay in withdrawing the party's support for its Rochdale by-election candidate over remarks he made about Israel. Mr. Ali has since apologised after it was revealed he was recorded in a meeting of the Lancashire Labour Party, suggesting that Israel had taken the October 7th Hamas assault, which killed more than 1,200 citizens, as a pretext to invade Gaza. The story was broken by the Mail on Sunday, and over the next 24 hours, Labour stuck by Mr. Ali, despite the deeply controversial remarks. But on Monday evening, Labour finally cut ties with Mr. Ali, who is understood to have also been suspended from the party pending an investigation.
Further information came to light yesterday calling for decisive action. So I took decisive action. It is a huge thing to withdraw support for a Labour candidate during the course of a by-election. It's a tough decision, a necessary decision. But when I say the Labour Party has changed under my leadership, I mean it.
Joining me now is Rachel Burford, our chief political correspondent. Anti-Semitism has been an issue for the Labour Party previously. How damaging are these latest events with a general election around the corner?
Yeah, so this is a major problem for Keir Starmer. He has always been so hot on rooting out anti-Semitism from his party. You know, it's a line he's repeated a lot. We are rooting it out. You know, Jeremy Corbyn, the previous leader, was suspended from the party, remains suspended, and he has said, Keir Starmer has said that Jeremy Corbyn will not be making it back into the party because of what happened under the previous leadership. He's suspended many MPs for making what were deemed anti-Semitic comments or saying things that were deemed anti-Semitic. You know, Diane Abbott is still suspended. Kate Osamor is suspended over anti-Semitism allegations. He has been really saying that rooting anti-Semitism has been a big part of his leadership of the Labour Party. And this is a real problem for him because this guy was selected as the Rochdale candidate and then all these allegations come out and the leadership has to stood by him on Sunday night and Monday morning, and by Monday evening it became untenable to do so and they've had to drop him. And it's a really big problem for the Labour Party, not least because they now don't have a candidate in what is a safe Labour seat in Greater Manchester.
Is this Sir Keir Starmer's biggest crisis since becoming Labour leader?
This is certainly one of the bigger crises he's had to face. Obviously, there was a lot of tension in the Labour Party when he took over. He is a very different political style and political slant than Jeremy Corbyn. So he had to sort of deal with a lot of people in his party that did not share his political ideals necessarily. And he sort of overcome that. I mean, the thing is, now we're getting closer and closer to an election. And with Labour so far ahead in the polls, there's going to be a lot more scrutiny and a lot more eyes on Labour because they are seen as sort of a government in waiting. So the scrutiny that they're facing is much higher now. And over the last few weeks, we've seen that, you know, where they've been really had their policy scrutinised, the £28 billion Green pledge that they've dropped. That was sort of, they had, you know, a few days where they had to deal with the fallout from that and now this. So I think this is going to be something that they're going to have to get better at dealing with, because over the next few months there's going to be so much more scrutiny and focus on them as a party.
let's go to the ads. Stay there to hear more from our chief political correspondent, Rachel Burford, about what problems Labour is facing in East London.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Still with me is our chief political correspondent, Rachel Burford. Rachel, you've been investigating some of the problems Labour is facing specifically in East London. Just explain what's happening there.
Yeah, so now, because of the fallout from the Gaza vote last year in the House of Commons, we're seeing suddenly a lot of independent candidates saying that they are going to challenge Labour at the general election in, you know, specific constituencies in East London and elsewhere, actually. But I think, you know, in London, we've seen these huge pro-Palestinian protests. People do have a really big feeling about what's going on in the Middle East at the moment. And I think, you know, Labour now, we're going to see a lot of independent candidates challenging Labour candidates in what are safe Labour seats, mostly. You know, Wes Streeting is possibly the most high profile of these. His Ilford North constituency has got quite a high Muslim population. There has been a lot of scrutiny on him because he did not vote for a ceasefire when the ceasefire vote was happening in the House of Commons. And a British Palestinian woman called Liam Mohammed has said she is going to stand in his constituency for the Redbridge Community Action Group. And she is standing on a ticket of no ceasefire, no vote, essentially. And sort of her take is that the Labour Party has relied on Muslims overwhelmingly voting for them at general elections, and they have been let down by the party over Gaza and the crisis in the Middle East. And her stance is that they do not deserve Muslim votes anymore. I went down to Wes's constituency in Ilford North and spoke to some people there. There was definitely some hostility towards Labour. There was definitely some disappointment with the way the whole crisis has been handled after that horrendous Hamas attack on October 7th. But a lot of Muslim voters were also saying, well, firstly, we're not all going to vote the same way. And we're not all going to vote on one issue, which is a conflict going on 3,000 miles away. While they may have different opinions on it, they've also got mortgages, they use hospitals, you know, they're British citizens, and they are feeling the, you know, same things as we are. So it's not like, oh, we're not going to vote for Labour just because of Gaza.
Do you think the handling of Israel and the Gaza crisis will be a key issue for voters in the general election?
Obviously, the election is a few months off yet. So we're looking at October, November time for the election. We don't know what the situation in Gaza is going to be then, for a start. We don't know whether there will have been a ceasefire or what will be happening. Also, I think you can see in Rochdale where George Galloway is really galvanising this, you know, pro-Palestinian vote and saying to people, you know, Labour don't care about you. But people at a general election, as we go to the polls to vote as a country, are not going to be just voting on one issue. There's going to be a myriad of issues where you've got, you know, hospital waiting lists, mortgages, crime, cost of living. These are all going to be on people's minds when they actually go to the ballot box at a general election. But one of the things that's sort of coming across from Labour is the fact that the campaigning now has just been made so much harder. In recent days, we've seen, you know, Deputy Labour leader Angela Rayner being chased down the street by protesters shouting about genocide, why she supports genocide, etc. We've seen, you know, Rachel Reeves yesterday was chased down the street by protesters. There is this sort of feeling among some of the Labour Party that in safe Labour seats, you know, places like Tower Hamlets, Newham, they're going to suddenly be facing these really horrible campaigning days where they're being chased down the streets, or, you know, hustings where people are sort of shouting about horrendous things going on 3,000 miles away. And it's just not going to be a sort of nice, smooth, easy campaign in some of these areas, as they possibly were expecting. There's quite a few independent candidates now who've sort of declared that they're standing in East London particularly. You know, we've already seen quite a lot of defections from Labour at a local level. So councillors defecting from Labour to stand as independents over the, you know, countries, over the party's stance on Gaza. And although I don't think they'll necessarily pose much of a threat at the general election, it is just about how the campaigning is going to go and how Labour is going to have to change its campaign strategy, maybe. Labour has actually started polling Muslim voters. And I think there is a little bit of realisation now in the party that maybe they underestimated the anger that there was among some people about the way they've approached this Gaza crisis. I think a lot of it stems from the interview that Keir Starmer gave to LBC just sort of after the October 7th attacks in Israel. It was sort of seen as him slightly suggesting that Israel has the right to turn off water and power to Gaza. He obviously came back a few days later and said that's not what he meant. You know, Israel should not be committing war crimes, and it does have to work within international law. But I think there was a lot of anger about that, and that has sort of escalated quite a bit among some people. And we've seen quite in the wake of that late last year, we saw quite a few councillors defect or form their own independent groups. Newham Council now has 3 independent councillors when it was a previously completely Labour council. So they're sort of leading an opposition party there now. And they say they're going to select candidates to stand in the borough there at the general election. You've got Rushanara Ali and Bethnal Green and Bow. Mohammed Akunji, who was Shemima Begum's lawyer, is going to stand against her there. He's saying she was, you know, silent on Gaza because she abstained in the ceasefire vote in Parliament. I think there's a lot of sort of bitterness going into the campaigns at the moment. And I think that is slightly worrying for Labour, and it means they're going to have to switch up their campaign strategy a little bit in certain areas.
You can read more from Rachel Burford on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.